I want to welcome everybody to the February 24th edition of Saturday AM Live, and this is your illustrious host, Mr. Vance Rogers, and I get to have some fun. I always get to have fun every morning when I get up. It kind of fulfills my mission and my purpose in life is to live my life every day to its fullest potential, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. That's the last half of the mission statement that I wrote as a result of being at Humans Being More. And before we get underway with our special guest, always want to throw out here right up front what we got lined up for next week. We've got a brand new diamond. It seems like, man, there's so many platinums and diamonds and royal diamonds breaking out in Neekin, we just can't even keep up with all of them. But this one's been I won't say a long time coming. She's just been that tenacity and fighting spirit that just is not ever willing to give up. And Martha Herring will be with us next week, and then after that we'll have a special newer wellness consultant who is going to share an incredible testimony, and then the following week Doug Braun, the global, I think his title is the global director of marketing or something fancy like that, he has agreed to come on board with us, and I think I'm going to see if I can squeeze a few sneak peek details out of, you know, him, what's coming up for the future. So that's the next 3 weeks. I want to get right into things this morning, and before we get into hearing from Bob and Trish Schwinkler, got a call this week from one of our own wellness consultants who has been fighting on our behalf over in Iraq, defending our country's freedom, and Don, where did I write your last name right here, Don Shank is with us, just came back from Iraq, fresh on the ground, and Don, You took the concept of a wellness consultant and a wellness home with you to the desert. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We had little trailers we stayed in, and luckily as an E6, I had my own room. And in that room, I had my sleep system. I had Joanne send that over for me. One thing, the Marine Corps is not real big on luxury, and the mattresses we had, the beds we had were pretty poor. You could feel the springs poking out through the mattresses.
Is that not intentional to give you kind of a mini massage all night with those springs poking at you, or no?
No, I don't think that was the intention. It's probably on saving money, but it doesn't. A lot of people had trouble sleeping, along with the stress of war, the booms in the night, and everything like that. I had that sleep system sent out, and I never felt a spring after that. And I also, both nights, had no problem sleeping. And that's a big problem over there. People, you know, with the stress and everything, they stay awake at night, they can't fall asleep. Also, they had a burn pit there where they were burning all kinds of chemicals and stuff like that, and it was drifting over our rooms. People were waking up in the middle of the night for that. I had the air system sent over to take care of that. And the water, I also had a water system there, so I had a full, and of course I took my nutritionals regularly. Since the barley grass came out, I've only missed a few days, and I continued that while I was before. I figured I needed that then more than ever.
Well, I have one other question I want to throw at you, Don, just off the cuff, and that is, you had mentioned to me when we got to speak briefly this week that you're back, you've got a few more months left in the Corps, and then you could always, I guess, re-enlist, but you said that you wanted to get on with your life, and what is that?
Well, I was over there fighting a war there where, you know, people get lost, but I want to fight another war. That's the war on illness. You know, anybody that's lost a family member knows, and, you know, I think with NECAN we have such a powerful vehicle for impacting people's health. It's simple stuff to use. And besides that, I really don't want another job. If you watch the movie Office Space, that's my philosophy.
Well, I know Bob and Trish, on that note, we could probably wrap up the call and be done with it, because you just commissioned us to do exactly what we need to be doing as wellness consultants. We want to, on behalf of this group that's on this call this morning, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for doing what you did. And I know that not everybody that goes over there comes back. And I know you even lost a few of your buddies. And we really, really appreciate that. So I want to say thank you from several hundred that are listening right now, and then several thousand more that will be listening via CD or via the website. So thank you, Don. truly, truly appreciate it. So we're looking forward to hearing more as you fight the war on sickness and disease and, you know, lack of prosperity and all the other things that we get to do as wellness consultants. So, and thank you for jumping on the call. Really, that's a big booster for me anyhow. Bob, Trish, let's switch gears here, go from, all the way from the East Coast to the what we call Spud Country in Boise, Idaho, and you guys have been with NECN for a while, so many, many people have heard you guys share, not so much Bob, but I understand last weekend you guys were in three places at once, three Rhythm of NECN events at once. Trish, you were in, what was it, Mesa, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada, and Bob, where were you?
Pensacola, Florida.
In Florida, oh my goodness. So you guys are really putting some mileage on underneath your feet. What, for those of us who have never had the opportunity to hear your story, and I don't, you know, Trish, if you want to let Bob tell it, or Bob, you want to let Trish tell it, I don't really care so much, but how did you guys get introduced to NECN? And it was a few years ago, we'll kind of fast forward at a certain point, but tell us your story of becoming a wellness consultant.
Would you like to tell it, honey?
No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead
and
then.
I'll fill in as needed.
Okay. Well, how we discovered NECN was everyone knows that NECN is founded on the five pillars of health: healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy society, and healthy finances. And if your life is out of balance in any one of those areas, it impacts every other area of your life. So when we discovered NECN, our life was fairly balanced. Bob has an engineering degree from Johns Hopkins University. He developed and patented equipment for the semiconductor industry. We had three school-aged children. We lived in a nice home. We had a good income. And I had the life that I'd always dreamed of, which was have three healthy children, a wonderful husband, nice income, and actually two things were missing in my life. One thing was very outstanding, which was a healthy body was out of balance for me. I've always been a pretty high energy, athletic kind of person, but when I was 24 years old, I developed an excruciating low back issue. Because of that issue, I wasn't sleeping well, and because of not sleeping well, I developed a chronic autoimmune condition that manifested itself in constant fatigue and achiness. And that's how I lived for 12 years before I discovered NECN. And then I discovered NECN. I started using wellness home technologies, and I noticed an overnight difference in the level of agony in my low back. And I was very excited about that. And within 6 weeks, pretty much, the discomfort and agony and fatigue that I'd suffered for 12 years was melted away within 6 weeks by using NECN Wellness Home Technologies. The other thing, what, honey?
Well, I was going to say what's the other thing?
I was going to say the other thing that was out of balance in my life that I wasn't as actively seeking as I was seeking. I was very actively seeking health in the area of wellness. I was looking and searching and praying and spending lots of money trying to find something that would help me regain my health. But another thing that was missing for me that I was seeking not quite as actively was I'd always wanted a mission.
Well, let me interject something here before you go into the mission.
Okay.
Trish likes to. In any case, I'd like to add a little perspective there, because I was the one paying the bills, and before NECN, you know, Trish had gone to all the doctors and specialists and had x-rays, and they sent her to specialists, and no one could help her. They didn't see anything in the x-rays in particular for her back, and the doctors basically had no answers, so that's why she turned to alternatives. And I knew that because it was to the tune of $1,500 or more a year we were spending on chiropractic and this and that. And not only that, but I don't know if you mentioned your sleep. That before NECN, she, I guess you could say you were kind of a specialist in beds, wanted to be a specialist in beds because she had a sleep problem where she had to take naps every day, basically 2 or 3 hours in order to function. And remember we went through, in the years the 5 years prior to Nikan, we went through three beds. Not that we wore them out, but, you know, Trish got one bed saying, this is the one. This is the one that's going to do it and help me sleep. And she'd be gone from the bed to the couch. She'd still be going from the bed to the couch to the floor, back to the bed, you know, rotating to try to find something that helped, to help her sleep through the night. And I like to go into a little more detail because it's interesting the way we got introduced to Nikan. We didn't, and this is something to keep in mind in your day-to-day activities. This is really how Trish grew our business as far as it's kind of both ways. But there's people out there looking for Nikan, for things like Nikan, like Trish was, things to help. And we were actually at a friend's house, not for a Nikan meeting. We were just over there visiting their house with other couples and taking a tour of the house, essentially. Trish sat on the bed and said that she could feel something just by sitting on it. And the bed was a Nikan bed. And she said, I'm very sensitive and I've been looking for just the right bed. And I feel something different about this bed. And the guy said, why is that? And then it developed from there. But basically, Trish wasn't prospected. She was the one who was searching for something, and we fell into this opportunity, in a sense, prospected ourselves. And the guy that introduced us to Nikan was a very casual distributor, consultant, and he said, "Yeah, you know, this is my Nikan bed." And once he got into it, he got pretty excited, and loaned Trish the back flex pad. And I'll tell you that one that in the beginning, that $70, $80 back flex pad pretty much took care of the $1,500 worth of bills I was paying a year. So initially I was thrilled about that. And the sleep system, once we got that, Trisha's sleeping patterns changed over a month or two to where she was getting a good night's sleep and didn't have to take naps in the day after getting a Nikan pad. Some people might associate with this too. As an engineer, I looked at that a little bit differently at the beginning because Trish brought home a pad. They loaned us a queen pad. The distributor did some things right. He got us in, introduced Trish to some product, loaned things, and not everybody does it by that method, but in this case, that's the way it was. In any case, that pad, I didn't want to sleep on it initially. I had it was hanging over the bed, half on and half off, and that was for about a period of a week or two while I did research on the internet. This is back in 93, and I looked things up and made sure that from sleeping on these magnets, which essentially simulate the Earth's magnetic field, and a little bit more. But after, it took me a week or two of research to realize that everything would be fine and there's no side effects, and I wouldn't, that it was okay to be on the same level with my wife again and pull a pad over. We could both sleep on it.
Bob and Trish, you guys have brought up so many different points in sharing just the initial introduction to Nikan, because like Bob, you had said that you didn't go to an in-home presentation. You were there for a marriage encounter, I believe is what it was, right?
Right.
Okay. So you were, you know, aggressively seeking ways to improve your life and starting with a healthy family as far as the marriage, and yet literally God opened up the door for a healthy body to be just around the corner for Trish. And you mentioned that fact because a lot of people get into that, and here's a question that was emailed to us. You know, what do you say to people in the beginning? Came in from Deborah, and I'll go in and read her question in a bit, but you guys were looking, and when you're physically, and Trish, you know, it so amazes me after, when did this happen? Was it 92, 93? 93, okay. So here we are 14 years later, or almost 14 years later, and Trish, you're sharing your story, and we can still hear the passion and that struggle, desiring wellness, as you shared your story of talking about hurting. I mean, you said you achieved, and you were living the life that you want to live, with the exception that you had no physical wellness. I mean, zip, nada, nothing. And I've heard great stories in greater detail of your daily routine, and I'm like, man, that would be like a death sentence to a lot of people. guess the question that is coming to my mind is that you walked out of that that home meeting, that marriage encounter meeting, with a flex. I mean, with what we call a back flex, retail $90 product. So it wasn't like, they invested a whole bunch in you guys, but you took that. And was it really that one product that opened your eyes? And of course, Bob, I love the way you said you got to be the typical male and go find out all the engineering research and study just to find out what was going on. Trish, what was going through your mind when you
first...
What
was going through my mind was during the meeting, they actually, during the meeting, I sat on a seat pad during the marriage encounter meeting,
mm-hmm.
and I felt the kind of vibration, from that. I felt my whole body start tingling, and also I had, especially sitting was really hard for me, and I was able to sit at that meeting for an hour and a half on that pad without the discomfort that I had previously had. Before that, I wouldn't be able to sit for longer than 10 minutes without being in extreme discomfort. And my background is that I'm from a family of eight children. I'm one of eight children, and my parents have always been not very well off financially. But when I was a kid growing up, they were always starting new businesses, always looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So even though I had never been an entrepreneur and I had never started a business of my own, in fact, I have a high school education. I'd never been in any kind of sales or ever had a serious job or ever heard of network marketing. But I think because of the way that I was raised, I kind of had an entrepreneurial mindset. And when I felt what that pad did for me during that meeting, it was like lightning went through me. And I knew two things at that point. Well, I knew three things. One thing that I knew was that I found the answer that I'd been looking for to my health issues. Second thing that I knew is I knew that I found a mission that I could be passionate about. And the third thing that I knew that very first night, never been to a preview, never listened to a CD, I knew I was going to be wealthy. I knew that if these products did one one-hundredth of the population as they did for me, I knew that I had found my pot at the end of the rainbow. Mm. And what I discovered later on, not only mine, but thousands and thousands of other people through the years whose lives have been touched by Nikon.
Now, you opened up a floodgate of different topics because you talk about mission. And people that have met you in person, I've been at things. We've been on several cruises together with your family and our family, and you always, Trish, you always amaze me because you guys together, you and Bob, you perfectly complement each other. And
thank you. We agree, don't we?
total opposites, so we balance each other well.
Well, that's the way the world looks at it, is the total opposites, and they say, well, things like opposites attract, but I look at it and say, opposites blend, opposites complement, and, as Ruth Graham Bell says, if two people agree on everything, one of them is not necessary. I mean, so what's the point of that? But I find it so fascinating that because, Bobby, again, you were looking for the engineering, you're going to find out all the research, and I've talked to engineers, we have several in our group, that I said, I wasted 12 months or 18 months trying to investigate to find out how these products work, to see what was really going on. And I've talked to people who, even when Nikon introduces a new product, they say, what's really going on, with that air unit? What is that negative ion technology all about? And they'll spend months doing all the research to try and figure it all out in their mind so they understand it before they even share it with one person. Meanwhile, you've got excited housewives like Trish out there, like, I don't know anything how this works.
Yeah.
Just let me show you what happens.
Well, so, that's what I think it's Jim Rohn says that and Trish says this, that ignorance on fire is better than brilliance on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and just a comment on that, if it was up to me, things would be a lot different because, like Trish said, talking about her mission, there was she was always searching for a mission too. And this was tending to, at the beginning, was seeming like something that fulfill her mission. And that she came up to me afterwards at the beginning and said, hey, I want to buy some other products, so I can get a business started, essentially. And I wanted to share it with other, be able to share products with other people. And my first reaction was, no, why don't you just be happy with what you got. It's done a lot for you. I could tell it helped her, and I was thrilled about that. But that was good for me. I thought that was good enough. Just let that be, and that would be good enough. So,
You weren't gung-ho on starting this mission of impacting the world, in other words.
Yeah, so I would have just, as an engineer, you know, I would have just left it where it was, because I didn't quite understand things. I would have analyzed it another, like, 12 months to see if it was a good business. But in any case, Trish took off, she actually funded we had an agreement, kind of a midway agreement, that she sold her hot tub that I bought for her condition. She didn't need it so much anymore to get started and buy, you know, $1,500 worth of product or so to start up the business. So I thought that was a great garage to start in our home business.
Mm-hmm. Now, I may have missed it, Trish, because I was trying to multitask here, and finally I got away from the computer and I'm pacing back and forth in the office so I can stay on track. You might have mentioned this, but you went through, Bob, you mentioned that you bought a hot tub for Trish and that she wasn't using it for a condition because it obviously wasn't doing anything. But Bob, you also mentioned that you guys not wore out, but you went through a few mattresses. What was the count on that?
3 and 5 years.
3 mattresses in 5 years. Okay, so people say either you guys had a really good marriage and a lot of activity going on after dark, or the mattresses were just not doing what they were intended to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. She'd say, hey, you know, the mattress we have isn't what... She still had to sleep 2 or 3 hours in a day, and she wasn't getting a rest at night, and switching from the floor to the couch to the bed. And
mm-hmm.
So that she'd see this bed, this other bed, and say, hey, maybe that's the one.
So literally, you were trying that endless quest for wellness, and it wasn't happening.
Yeah, and we're happy to say that up until the Kinko Air bed, well, I'm happy to say, up until the Kinko Air bed, we've essentially had the same mattress for 10, 11 years now. So that was a definite, a Nikan mattress. So I was happy about that.
It actually saved you money.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know, I think about you guys, and I want to switch gears and fast forward here, but I had to pull out one of my old journals because there was a quote in it, and I knew it was from about this time of year, and it simply says this, that tenacity is the supreme effort of a man or woman refusing to believe that his hero or her hero is going to be conquered. And I think back to the reality of that day 14 years ago that you guys searching, and I know Bob as a husband, there had to be that compelling force within you going, there's got to be something out there that can help my wife. You know, please, Lord, there's got to be something. And you guys refusing to give up in that endless search, and how many other people, thousands upon millions of people out there that are searching for wellness, maybe not physically, maybe financially, but you guys caught the vision of what Nikan has right up front. At the very, very beginning. Now, I mentioned, and I'm going to switch gears, we're going to fast forward here if I can. I mentioned that you guys, in keeping up with the spirit of Bob and Trish so eloquently, Bob, you were at one Rhythm of Nikan location last week, and Trish was at two, obviously putting some airline miles in between Mesa, Arizona, and Las Vegas, and Bob, you were in Florida at the Rhythm event. Looking at where Nikan is today, because obviously things have changed, and people have come and gone, companies have, you know, network marketing companies have been started up and gone out the window. Here we are, Nikan's going into their, 32nd year, being founded in 1975, 32nd year, and being now in the States for, what are we approaching? 17 years, whatever. I can't do the math that quick in my head. I'm going 89 to 2007, 18, yeah, whatever, however many years it is. Where do you guys see the opportunity today compared to when you first were introduced it, knowing that, you know, we've got the Rhythm of Nikan events happening every quarter, the next one being at May 19th, and thank you, Bob, for going to Florida, because that's where I'll be for the next one, so you kind of laid the groundwork so I get to walk in and pick up where you left off, but where do you see Nikan going?
Want me to answer that, honey?
Either both of you. I'd love to hear both of your perspectives.
Okay. I'll just share what I've been thinking about lately. The first thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately is how blessed and fortunate we are that Mr. Tom Watanabe is our CEO and that Bob Richards is our president, our worldwide president.
Why do you say that, Trish?
The reason that I say that is, well, there's a lot of reasons, but the number one reason is because both of those men are men of impeccable integrity. And when you have at the head of your corporation two people who live their lives with impeccable integrity, what that does is it attracts blessings not only to them but to everyone who joins or even is affected by the corporation that they're the head of. So that's number one. The second thing about both of those men is that they are really smart. And Bob Richards has had years and years of experience in the network marketing industry, and he's bringing all those years of experience to Nikken. And he's smart, he's wise, he's good, and he's just an amazing person. And I read a book once called Good to Great. I forget the author, but it's how good companies become great companies. And it says that the first ingredient for becoming a great company is you have to have a president where the president is not the issue. And that is so true with Bob Richards. He always says so much can be accomplished if we don't care who gets the credit for it. And with Bob Richards, he's not the issue. The issue is Nikken and the welfare of all of us wellness consultants and the welfare of the people in corporate. And the second thing in Good to Great that it says is so what this president needs to do, the president who is not himself the issue, is they need to get good people on the bus. And that's exactly what Bob Richards has done. He is putting together a stellar corporate team with Ann Bodak leading as director of sales, which I love because, number one, she's a chiropractor and has had years and years of experience in the wellness industry. Number two, she was was she Diamond or Royal Diamond?
I believe her and her husband are Royal Diamond.
Okay, so she's actually been in the field and had the experience of building a business. And number three, she's a female, which is so... Well, a female brings a softer side and a whole different perspective, and 80 or 90% of wellness consultants are women. Mm-hmm. And with her as director of sales and Bonnie Taylor as director of training, it just brings a balance, like Bob, we were just talking about balance with Bob and I, it brings a balance to the corporate team, and it brings a whole different feel, and it's just wonderful.
Well, Trish, you mentioned a woman brings a softer side. The word woman in Greek language literally means soft.
Well, there you go.
And that's exactly what Anne has brought. And coming from the field to the corporate has brought a totally, completely different aspect. And we see that.
Soft and smart.
Mm-hmm. And Dave Balzer did an excellent job on the Rhythm of Nikken DVD, which we can go ahead and throw in a plug that if in the next 4 days anybody adds the Jade Green Zyne capsules to their auto ship or just goes ahead and orders them, which is usually what you want to do, then Nikken's going to totally send you completely free, and I've already ordered them and already received copies of it. For every bottle of Jade Green Zyne capsules that you order, you get a free DVD. And on that DVD, if nothing else, just watch the segment with the new enhancements or updates with Dave Balzer and Doug Braun, because Dave made one little comment in the middle, and I watched it twice just to make sure I understood it. But he said, you know, we have a corporate team, and Trish, this is what you're talking about, and he said, we have lively meetings. And he said, and yet at the same time, we've learned to come together and complement each other. And I thought, man, this is so just the epitome of what our five pillars are all about. We see that in the corporate team. Now, where you've got, you know.
There's a great synergy there and a great energy there, and that flows down to all of us. And then with Daryl Merritt at the head of customer service and with Dave Balzer at the head of quality, we have an unbeatable team, and all of the good stuff from there flows down to all of us. So we're very, very fortunate.
Well, what's amazing, and Bob, I want you to weigh in as far as the future of Nikken, but a point that just is running through my head, and I've been kind of stuck in this dynamic the last couple months. Stacey and I have been talking about this, that you look at any company, you look at any family, you look at any church, any organization, it doesn't matter, but whoever is at the head of that, their DNA, their characteristics, their integrity will literally trickle down. And this became a topic of discussion at our Bible study. And I said, you know, what is the way that you would describe your leader, your pastor, and how is that, you know, using one or two words to describe your church? What is it? And, you know, people come back with, say, you know, community-driven or outreach-driven or relationships or real people. And the DNA, the character, the integrity of what we have in Tom Watanabe and in Bob Richards and the rest of that corporate management team, it's literally, we see it now in the last 12 months specifically, we're seeing that trickle down and affect each and every one of us, that passion to go out and be wellness consultants and balance out those five pillars. And you guys have done that and spending part of your life overseas and in Mexico and been able to do an incredible amount in the arena of healthy society with charitable giving and not only giving but charitable involvement. That's something that's always commended. But that just that balance. Bob, where do you see this going? I mean, you were in Florida a week ago at a Rhythm of Nikan event, and where do you see us on track now with where the future lies?
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty amazing, I think, what's been packaged together here. Again, comparing to 13 years ago when we got in, it's the thing that's been consistent, of course, has been the basic mission and initial leadership. You know, when you talk about leadership and what is at the top flows into the organization, you know, I've been in the industry for 20 years, and mostly prior to Nikan, because I'm not in it very much now. But it's really true that, and I've probably been in about three or four different companies, it's really true that the what's at the top of the company filters down. And the companies I've worked in that have had, you know, really, really great leaders, it really does filter down there. That's the type of people then who they get for their management team, and then those managers get supervisors in tune with them, and it really does filter down. Not 100%, of course, but in general. And I'd like to add to what you guys said and what Trisha said. Within the distributor organization, it filters down too. You know, because when we're starting with someone like Dave Johnson at the top, and then for you guys, Dave's our upline, and then Dennis Williams for you guys, you know, they're just great examples of this filter down.
You know, that's really true. The other thing I'd like to say about where Nikan is right now, we used to just be a magnet company, and we were going around looking for sick people, you know, or people who'd been in car accidents or something. And that really was the focus of our business in the past. Well, Nikan has evolved and now is the world's largest and only total wellness company. And their objective is to become actually the largest wellness company in the entire world. And what I love about that is our whole focus now is different. Our focus is prevention. Our focus is wellness. We're very focused on the wellness home concept and on the fact that every man, woman, and child on the planet can benefit from living in a wellness home, whether they're sick now, whether they're well now, whether they want to stay younger, you know, do an anti-aging thing with Nikan, or whether they want to maintain the health that they have. So I think it's awesome that we have such a universal focus now, and so that alone is... it's just an expansive vision and an expansive mission and just a more inclusive way to touch everyone with our wellness technologies. So
Trish,
I think that's...
I'm looking at a question right now from a person who's a silver, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this is no different than any other question. And Deborah simply popped me an email this morning and said, what was it really like in the beginning? What did you say? Where did you go? How did you meet new people?
Okay, this is my answer for Deborah, okay? This is not in the beginning, okay? This is 13 years later. This is not 1993. This is 2007. This is a whole new day, and you do not want to build your business the way that I built my business because, and Bob can vouch for this, I worked so hard. I put so much energy, so much time, so much focus into Nikan, and I'm happy that I did. I have no regrets, but over the 14 years I've been in Nikan, I have processed a lot of stuff. I have learned ways that look better, that work better, quicker, easier, more focused, with better results than what I did in the beginning. So you do not want to do what I did in 1993. It's a different company. It's a different time.
But at the same time, Trish, I mean, it's not bad to understand. she had been searching for years and years as far as her back problems and her sleep problems, that she found an answer to it. She wanted to share that with other people.
Yeah.
And it was just at the beginning, and still is, the true passion of just wanting to share that with people and realizing that there was an inherent business in that that drove Trish.
Yeah.
And she talked to, what do you call that, the one-foot rule.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to embarrass me, I'll tell you. You know, we'd be out in public, and Trish would be doing, and this is the types of things that have been refined and changed, so I'm not so embarrassed now, I don't think, but she'd be doing mag step tests on a person in the middle of this, not in the middle of the street, in the middle of the sidewalk, you know, and there's no reason to be embarrassed, really, but that's essentially the idea that she would go and contact. So the idea of contacting as many people as possible is kind of the same. It's refined a bit.
Yeah, I have. Can I? Okay, I get so excited. So.
And Bob, I apologize for doing this to you so early in the morning, because now Trish is going to be wound up for the rest of the day.
Oh, no, that's not too much different.
I'm wound up for the rest of the day, almost no matter what. But so how I would answer Deborah's question, and everything that Bob said is true, and all of it has relevance, but this is what I find with Nikan Wellness Consultants in general, is there's one of two reasons why they're not getting the results that they want, and one of the reasons is that they're not saying anything. Okay, so obviously if you're not talking to anyone, you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. The second thing that I see wellness consultants do all the time is they say way too much, and they throw up on people, and they lead with their agenda rather than the person's agenda. And Bob is right that I was so excited about what happened to me that I started telling everybody, you know, wow, this happened. And so let me ask you this question. If you talked to, say, 25 people, and you were me, pretend like you were me, you talked to 25 people, I shared my story with them, how many of those 25 people would my original story of how I was impacted by the product, how many of those people would that story have relevance to?
Maybe five out of 100.
Exactly, maybe 5 out of 100, exactly. And so that's why I'm saying what I did in the beginning. I went through lots of people, and about 5 out of 100, what my story had relevance to them. So what I've learned over the years, and especially recently, is I've learned to lead with other people's agenda. And the way that I have...
Not others, the person you're talking to.
The person that I'm talking to, exactly. I've learned how to isolate their agenda before I ever say a word about Nikan, before I ever say a word about wellness technologies, before I ever say a word about this wonderful business and mission and products that we have. I learned how to isolate their agenda. Would you like to know how to do that?
And I think that what really, really needs to be illustrated with that is the fact that we're using our ears and our mouth in concordance the way God gave them. We've got to listen.
Yeah.
And you guys do that. And, you know, I'm sure, are you sponsoring at 100% of the people you're talking to now?
I'm not sponsoring 100%, but what I am doing is I am engaging pretty much 100% of the people that I am approaching. I am engaging them in the Discover It process.
Okay, and now that brings up another point here, and we'll have to finish with this one. Why, pray tell, I ask, after 14 years of building this business, you guys could pretty much retire. Why don't you?
Because it's fun.
Well, and the thing is, we're not big sponsors. We have maybe 45 people front line.
We sponsor several people a year, Bob.
Right, but that's not big. Some people sponsor hundreds a year.
So what do you find yourself spending your time doing then if you're not sponsoring?
Even at the beginning, we sponsored maybe 8 people a year. Trish did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, that answers the question. You're basically, because I know you guys well enough, that you're out there having fun, as Trish said, and you're just living the life of a wellness consultant. You're out there encouraging your people. You're meeting new people all the time. As Dennis Williams says, you know, my presentation never gets old or boring, because I may be saying the same thing, but it's an entirely different audience every time I get up in front of a group.
That's right.
And, And there's people who haven't heard the message of Nikan. They haven't heard our story. And, you know, there's, we got 6 billion people on the planet, and I don't think we've saturated everybody. Not everybody has heard our Nikan story, and they need to hear it. I mean, nobody ever hears about, you know, Vance Rogers' product experience. I just keep telling about my, you know, grandmother who avoided the third knee surgery. You know, that third knee she had, that third leg, you know, she didn't have three legs, but, you know, having to go through and not having to have the, go through the 6 to 8 months of recovery after having a knee surgery because she used these great products. And just like you had pointed out, I knew, man, if my parents and my grandma, that's 3 for 3. That's, I mean, yeah, if you batted 100%, yeah, nobody does that. But 3 for 3 product experience, that's incredible. True. The financial opportunity. Go ahead.
Actually, what I've evolved to over the years is I no longer lead with the products. I lead with the person I'm talking to, I lead with their agenda, and I lead with a business approach because you get what you're looking for, and I am looking for business builders, and in the process of finding business builders, I'm going to create a lot of wellness, a lot of product results, a lot of wellness homes. And what I realized recently is that, I don't know if I want to share that. I'm not sure if I want to share what I realized recently. Anyway, I really do. I've actually found a way, I've found a formula to find the prospects' priorities. I've learned how to lead with them, and I've learned how to lead with the business.
And that's not to say the prospects' priorities or what they're looking for isn't in tune with you. That's not like you're just out there kind of being manipulative. It's really being synergistic. Instead of you telling them what you want to tell them, you're really telling them what they want you to tell them, in a sense.
That's true. That's very true. And I'm
more
and
synergistic. It's not like manipulative or anything.
That's true. And of course, whatever you do, the most important thing is the spirit that you do it in. If you do it at the service of other people, sending them infinite love and gratitude and good wishes and wishing them health and everything. I mean, everything that we do, so much of what it is not the things we do, not the words we say, but the spirit that we do it in.
You know, I kind of had an agenda when I asked you guys why don't you retire, and I know in my 2 years of studying to be a pastor that in the Bible it never talks about retirement. It always talks about, you know, these people they were still burning the midnight oil until the day they, gave up the ghost. And there's no such thing as retirement if, and here's the big if you're doing what you're doing is fun. And you hit the nail right on the head, Trish, when you said, because it's fun. Why would I want to stop sharing this great company with other people? And so many of us at times, we forget that. What is it we've forgotten? Because we just, and Dave Stoltz is a great way to remind us, you know, if you forget how great this Nikan experience is, take all of your products out of your house and put them in the garage and see how long that lasts before you go start sneaking them back inside and using them. Because we forget, because we become immune to it.
Every day I wonder how anybody on earth lives without living in a Nikan wellness home. I can't imagine life without Primag living water, without a Kinko Air bed, without Kenzen cookware. I don't know how people live.
I don't know. I see these parents at school every time I'm up there, which is almost daily, dropping our kids off or picking our girls up. And it's just amazing. I don't know how they function, especially single parents, because I look at them like, how can you function on such little sleep? And you can see it in their face, and you can see it in the faces of their kids, because they look so worn, and these are young lives that don't have the opportunity to have that fighting edge because of
the
that.
World needs us.
Yes, exactly. And I think the epitome of Bob and Trish and what you guys have done, and Dawn, who was earlier with us just getting back from Iraq, Oswald Chambers says it so well. My most favorite quote in all of life is simply this, that God does not give us overcoming life. However, he gives us life as we overcome. And
wow, I love it.
I love it too. That's why it's my most favorite quote. And I think the reality of that is you guys at the beginning, Dawn sharing that, you know, the mission of what Nikan has given us is we've got to step out. If we want that overcoming life, if there's aspects of Nikan that we want, financial freedom, physical wellness, whatever that aspect is, balance in our lives to truly live what the five pillars are all about, to be able to absorb and retell and relive the integrity and the ethics of the great leaders that we have above us. If we really want to do that, the buck stops with us. We really have to step out and take that first step. And then all of a sudden, when we do that, and you guys have done this, Boutrous, you guys have stepped out and you start sharing, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, God shows up and just whomp, and then boom, everything falls into place. And I know you're still telling your story, and you guys do that such a beautiful way. And I want to thank you for taking the time on a Saturday morning when you could have been doing a lot of other things and sharing your story, because I think you guys did it in a way that really was the epitome of complimentary in the way you guys shared and bantered off of each other, and I really do appreciate that, because I never got to hear it with both of you guys sharing it at the same time. So,
well, thanks for inviting us both on.
Hey, not a problem, and thank you as well, Dawn, for sharing at the very beginning of the call, and welcome back to the States, and you guys have a fantastic weekend, and take what Bob and Trish just shared, and, you know, chew on it for, you know, a little while, maybe just a couple minutes, and then go share it with other people. And as always, if you've got friends or people that you know that you think, man, I wish they could have heard that story, well, they can. Brad will, in his graciousness, will have it up on his website. Hopefully we didn't have any background noises. I don't think I added any that have to be edited out. So this whole broadcast will be available at growingandwellness.com. That's www, which is for you guys like me that are slower. That's www.growingandwellness.com. And it'll be up in a bit, and you can just point people there and they can listen to it. So it's really, you know, very convenient. Or you can buy CDs of it and go from there. So you guys have a fantastic weekend. Don't forget to take advantage of the Jade Green Capsules promotion that Nikan is doing, not just to order a new product. That's not what it's about. If you take that DVD and you watch those segments, it'll really charge you up. And for those of us who were at a Rhythm of Nikan event, we know what it was like to experience
that event. And let's put a plug in for next quarter.
Absolutely. May 19th, August 18th, November 17th. These are dates that are not, you know, subject for discussion. Get them on your calendar, because there were, I talked to Sarah White at NECAN the other day, there were over 6,000 people. They've got an accurate head count, over 6,000 people that experienced it. And all of the leaders that I've been talking with this week, Terry Latham and Reed Nelson and Steve Roberts, so many people, they're like, man, if we just doubled that, if every single person that was there just invited one person, just doubled that, I mean, where would this take us? So May 19th, get it on your calendar, and I will be following Bob's lead, and I'll be in Florida for that one. And then in November, in August, I'll be in North Carolina, and then in November, I'll be in Connecticut. So that's,
and we want to see lots of people earning the free Kenzenware and the free Air Wellness and the free Tri-Phase Bracelet.
Yeah, and if people don't know about that, jump on the thing and on the website and look at the 90-day planner. You can download the whole thing, and it's got, I mean, from February 1st to April 30th, so we've got two full months left, the recruiting, retailing, and rank advancement, the freebie things that Nikan is giving away. I mean, I couldn't even put together an incentive that good, because they're just, I talked to a brand-new person the other day, and they're like, it was Don. Don who shared with me. Don Shanks said yesterday on the phone, he said, you know, I'm exciting because all I got to do is, you know, do this, this, and this, and then I'm going to get this for free. And, I mean, free is a good price. So why not take advantage of it? Nikan's giving it to us, and so let's maximize what they're willing to give. So enough said. Again, Don, Bob, Trish, thank you guys. Really means a lot that you would take the time on a Saturday morning and share with our group. And for everybody else that's out there, have a fantastic weekend, and don't forget to order those jades or simply add them to your auto ship. So you guys, we'll talk to you next Saturday, same time, same number. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.